This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. About 80,000 Jewish settlers in the West Bank live on the other side of the security barrier from Israel that Israel is building in and around the occupied territory. Some of those settlers say they would like to leave now, but only if they can get compensation from the government to relocate to Israel. Several members of Israel's parliament have drafted a bill that would provide that compensation. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Almost 20 years ago, Gishra Schwartz moved to the isolated settlement of Shim'a in the South Hebron Hills. She says she came with Israeli government encouragement.
We came to this place. It was very nice. And they promised us a good quality of life and a quiet life. We like very much the view and the silence and everything.
She built a small cosmetics factory that exports to Europe. She raised her four children in the settlement. And even during the past 5 years of Israeli-Palestinian conflict, she says life remained quiet for the 85 families who live here. But over the past 4 months, since Israel began building a section of the security barrier nearby, her life has changed. Shim'a, along with several other settlements, is on the Palestinian side of the barrier. The Israeli government says the barrier is only a temporary security measure and not a final border. But many in Israel believe that any settlements left outside the barrier will eventually be evacuated by Israel. Schwartz says that since the barrier was finished near her home, Israeli suppliers of raw materials for the cosmetics factory will no longer deliver, saying they're afraid to send drivers to any part of the West Bank that's outside the security barrier. Some of her friends won't visit either. She says just as the government encouraged her to come here all those years ago, now it must help her to leave.
I worked very hard to get this house, and I paid like all Israeli in the state. So if I have to go, so they give me a house.
This summer, Israel forcibly removed close to 9,000 Jewish settlers from their homes in Gaza. Each family will receive an average of more than $250,000 in government compensation. Israeli Parliament member Avshalom Vilan of the left-wing Meretz Party says those settlers in the West Bank who want to leave now should get a similar deal.
We think that from political point of view, from humanistic point of view, from moral point of view, that everybody who wants to leave there, the government has to allow him or she to do so.
Vilan has drafted a bill that would grant government compensation to any of the West Bank settlers who choose to leave. He says hundreds of families have signed a document saying they want to leave if given compensation. He says that even if a few thousand Israelis leave these areas, it could give new momentum to the peace process with the Palestinians.
Oh, it makes life more easier. Because instead to deal for a political solution with 80,000, if you're doing just with 40,000, and it will not only for the Israeli public opinion, that Israel will not continue to keep all these isolated settlements.
Some in the Israeli parliament are strongly opposed to the bill. Hardline Knesset member Effie Eitam says that Vilan claims to be trying to help the settlers, but he's only pushing his left-wing agenda.
This idea is nothing more than to continue the horrible plan of transferring people from their homes, using the pressure of terror and by using the pressure of a government who betrayed them.
Polls show a majority of Israelis favor at least a partial withdrawal in the West Bank as part of a peace agreement with the Palestinians. If there is an agreement, the settlement of Shim'a and others like it are virtually certain to become part of a Palestinian state. And many of the residents here say that if they're going to have to leave, they'd rather leave sooner than later. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.